viewing platform. View over the castle of the fortress, monument to Charles XII, erected in the year 2000, Battle of Narva, 1700. A spectacular view over two fortresses situated on the opposite banks of the Narva River at a distance of less than 200 metres from each other opens up from the Joaorg viewing platform. Narva and Ivangorod fortresses form the architectural ensemble that is unique for Northern Europe. The classical Western European castle, the ancient Russian fortress, and the group of 17th century bastions are like an illustration of fortress construction from the 13th through 18th centuries, and are of particular interest because of the combination of different construction techniques, different ages, and different cultures. The history of the Narva fortress accounts for 700 years. It started when the Danes founded the fortress on the left bank of the Narva River on the border with the Russian territory at the end of the 13th century. In 1492, the construction of the Ivangorod fortress started right opposite the castle of the Livonian Knights. The fortress was named after the Grand Prince of Moscow and the Grand Prince of all Rus, Ivan III. This defensive structure was the mightiest in those times, and it became the first sea harbour of Muscovy. Significant historical events took place in Narva and Ivangorod fortresses. Some recently erected monuments remind us of them. The Swedish Lion Monument was opened in November 2000. It commemorated the victory of Charles XII over Russian troops in the Battle of Narva that took place in 1700. In September 1700, Peter the Great started the siege of Narva and Ivangorod. The troops of Charles XII advanced to support the Narva garrison. In spite of the fact that his army was virtually three times smaller than the army of Peter the Great, the well-trained and well-armed Swedish army managed to quickly breach the defensive line of the Russians. The generals of Peter the Great surrendered hastily. In the Battle of 1700, the Swedes lost up to 2,000 people, while the losses of the Russians accounted for around 4,000 to 6,000 people. The Swedish Lion Monument is a figure of a lion made from bronze on a high stone pedestal. On one side of the pedestal bears the inscription Svika Memor, or Sweden Remembers. And on the other side, it bears the number 1700 in Roman numerals. The stone for the pedestal was delivered from the Ukraine. Sweden gave the figure of the lion, and Estonia was in charge of the design work.